I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Anne Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Anne Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show. I am so honored that you're here, that you are listening, even if you're not listening to it live. But first of all, if you are listening to it live, woohoo, thank you so much, because your energy brings in a whole lot of beautiful, supportive, loving circle energy with the entire group. And even if you're listening to it later on, what I find is, because I've done this so many times my own self, I will listen to things, but I can tune into the energy of the group itself, or the energy of the program, and I get just so much. And even when I listen later, I'm also contributing to the energy. So each piece is so beautiful. But thank you very much for coming in and being here live with us today, and thank you for listening to this. I want to start with a blessing to just welcome each one of you to set an intention for this call. This show today is about, it's actually really cool. We're going to be talking about systems in your business and creating systems in your business is so powerful. So let's all just take a deep breath in and think about our own businesses and how we can structure them in a more powerful, more effective way, because by doing that, we are able to then leverage our time and our energy and get it out into the world in a much bigger, more powerful way. And so thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine One, that we have these systems, that we have this structure to bring our work into the world, the work that we've been called to do by you, to be that pure expression of you in this world. We are grateful. We are so profoundly grateful. And so it is. Today, I want to welcome Takasha Davis, who is a creative solutions engineer and business coach for creative soulpreneurs. We're going to talk about what a soulpreneur is in just a moment. But she specializes in showing them how to systematize their business so that they can get more done and make more money in less time. And I got to tell you, it works. It really works. Systematizing and organizing your business is a so important thing to do. Because after you get past the, like, oh, my God, where are my clients going to come from? Then you get into, all right, I'm busy, and I need to structure my business in such a way that it will be strong, cohesive, and functioning, and I can take time off and not worry about is my business going to fall down around my ears when I come back? So, Takasha, welcome. I'm so glad
Thank
to have
you.
Here.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And let me give a shout-out real quick to Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
So great to have you here.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So,
can I just say one thing?
Oh, yes, of course. Always.
So when you were saying about how the call creates a circle,
mm-hmm.
but it's also because of the nature of Blog Talk Radio, like it's a permanent circle because these shows, this website is not going anywhere, you know? It's a huge permanent database which is going to be hopefully around for decades and if not centuries, which is just amazing.
Think about like we have no idea where things are going, you know.
But that's true.
It's amazing. It really is. And so this, we welcome 10 years from now, we welcome you.
Hi.
This is us in 2014. That's so funny. All right. So that's great. So, Takasha, let's start with,
yes.
First of all, I want to know, like, how the heck you became a creative solutions engineer and business coach to creative soulpreneurs, and I want to know what a creative soulpreneur is.
Okay. Well, I will share my story. Originally, I was a civil engineer, and I did that for about 8 years, and I did highway design, and I did a little bit of environmental engineering. But I figured maybe about halfway through that I really wasn't happy with it. And I decided to hire a coach to help me figure out what it is I wanted to do. And I fell in love with coaching. After I left my engineering job, I decided to go into coaching, and initially I was doing life coaching, and I was helping women do the same thing that I needed to do, which was to figure out my purpose, figure out what really made me feel fulfilled. And I started to note, well, first off, it was, you know, becoming a business owner was more than I had initially thought it was going to be.
We got to just highlight that. So tell me what you mean by that, because I think that you hit on something so powerful and it's so true for so many people.
Yeah. I heard the statistics that it takes 2-3 years to build your business, and I thought that I could beat that statistic. I didn't think that that had to be me. And I thought I'd be able to shorten it down to 4 months. So I set off to do that. I, you know, read everything I could read. I ate and breathed my business. I was doing nothing but my business. I was, you know, work almost 18 hours a day and then sleep. And, you know, 4 months in, I had not met any of my goals. And not only that, but my health was failing and my relationships were failing. And I was tired. I was stressed out. And I realized that the way that I was going about things was not sustainable. And it was at that point that I realized I needed to implement some systems that would allow me to not only meet my business goals, but also meet my personal goals. Mm. So that was the beginning of me, like, my systems journey. And then a little while after that, I started to have a lot of people come to me asking me if I could help them with their businesses and getting their businesses organized and set up. And I realized how much fun it was. I realized how much I love systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was at that point I decided to make the shift to just focus on helping those business owners that needed it because, you know, I just think it's so important to have a healthy balance, a healthy work-life balance, and you can't have that unless you have the systems in place. You can't grow unless you have systems in place as a business. You can't really attain your goals, like, business-wise unless you have systems in place. And I always tell people, yeah, we have this purpose that we're trying to fulfill with our businesses, but we also have our personal things. We have a life that we imagine in our minds that we want to create, and, you know, we want the freedom that owning a business brings, and the only way that you can have that is with these systems in place. So I mostly help creative soulpreneurs systematize their businesses. And creative solopreneurs are anyone that owns a business where you're providing, where you're creating programs and events and services that are a service to someone else. And you're doing it from a soul-centered place.
Mm.
And the reason that I chose to work with creative solopreneurs is because I feel like we have a special need because we're so attached to our business. We're so attached to the people that we are being of service to. It's really easy for us to ignore our own energy needs, our own personal, just maintaining our own balance. And so because I so understand that, I really wanted to work with those business owners.
Well, okay, so I love that. And so as you were talking, I was like furiously writing down a couple questions because I could just so go along on the ride and then forget these questions. When you first started, when you realized that you didn't have systems in place and you were like noticing that you were starting to get burned out, health failing, you know, relationships blowing up and that kind of thing, what were the first systems that you put into place to bring yourself back into balance?
The very first thing was my time management. I had to rearrange it because working so many hours was not conducive to me being healthy. So that was the first thing, was really, really looking at how I was managing my time and looking how I could manage it better, looking at how I could manage my energy cycles better. I think going from corporate America to owning my own business, I was still kind of, my mindset was still along the lines of, okay, I have to do this during these hours, or I have to be available during these certain hours, or I have to do this type of work during this, these type of hours. And it was about giving myself permission to do things my way.
That's so brilliant. That's so brilliant, Takasha. So give us an example of what that looks like.
For instance, I don't see clients in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I use the morning for my own spiritual practice. That's the first thing I do in the morning. I also do my yoga. And then I use the morning time to do my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I like to blog. I try to do it every day. Because it's just something I love to do, and it also helps with my marketing. But I find that I write better in the morning when it's just quiet. It's nothing distracting me, and so that's what I do in the morning. And then I have my own, breakfast time. Then I check my email. I don't check email first thing in the morning. I always tell people, don't look at your email first thing in the morning. So I've already had spiritual
that's
time.
Like it's so hard to do that, though.
It is, but
yeah. How did you get to the point that to me is like a uber discipline, like to not check your email first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I just had to ask myself. It's about knowing how it makes me feel.
Okay.
I know that when I open my email, there's gonna be something that needs my attention, and then it's gonna be like, a never ending thing. It's like a domino effect. It just sucks you in.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, hours have gone by, and then you haven't gotten anything done.
Maybe you've gotten your email done.
Yes, I have responded. But it's like putting out fires. It's it's urgent stuff, but it's not necessarily important. But the more important things, like doing my blog or having my spiritual practice, setting the tone for my day, that's maybe not urgent, but it's important. And so it's about, for me, I think it's important. One of the principles I always follow is to put first things first.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that when I do those things first in the morning, my day just goes so much better.
Mm.
I'm able to, then when I do check my email, I'm in a more peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to choose, okay, I'm going to answer this email now. I can put this off to later, or I can delegate this.
Okay.
So it's just really a choice. I don't really have a magic answer to how to avoid the temptation. but one thing that I do is that I turn my notifications off before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wake up in the morning and grab my phone, I don't see all the stuff. So maybe that is a helpful tip, to avoid the temptation in the morning. Mm-hmm. I have my Do Not Disturb. I have an iPhone. I don't know about Android, but on my iPhone, I have a Do Not Disturb. So I don't see or hear any of those notifications until I'm ready for them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So would you say that when you start working with clients, you take a look at what their values are? Because this sounds to me like this is about your values. It's about that you want in your business. And how do you want to structure your business to support that? Would that be
exactly?
Yeah,
definitely, because no two systems are going to be alike, because it really depends on the person. It depends on, what, like you said, their values, what's important to them. Whenever I'm helping a client, for instance, if it's with their time management, I don't just talk about their what they do during the day for their business. I also ask them about their personal life. Like, what are your personal goals? What is your ideal day like? What would you like your ideal day to be? You know, if you have a family and it's important to you that you are able to have dinner with your family or help your son or daughter with their homework, you know, we need to take that into consideration. We need to make sure that we're allotting enough time so that you can be fully present for the things that are important to you and the people that are important to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think that our businesses need to be structured so that they support us. You know, our businesses feed our lives, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. Although we do definitely... Our businesses are our lifeblood and our love and our passion and all of that. Mm-hmm. And they are our babies. Mm-hmm. And they also don't get to own us, right?
Right.
Yeah, which happened. And I've had that. And even in my own life, in my own building of my own business, I've had that happen. And I've had to, like, go, wait a minute. Let's take a look at this, just like what you went through, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, this is not working for me. I got to figure something else out and structure it in a different way so that it is going to give me life and sustenance, not just suck the blood out of me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. Yeah,
so then it becomes a more symbiotic kind of experience rather mm-hmm. than all energy going out. Yeah, that's because mm-hmm. that's work at all. Yeah, I love that. So I would love to know, and we'll get into systems, but I just really want to know, like, what kind of systems, I hear the time management, right? So can you mm-hmm. give us some ideas of what other kinds of systems you help your clients put into place? Because here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that as a systems coach, which is what I'm hearing, you didn't say that, but I'm calling it that, like
okay.
people are helping people actually structure their businesses unique to them. Like each mm-hmm. comes to you and they have their own values, their own ideas, their own vision, their own desires, and you mm-hmm. help them put into place a business that will support that.
Right. So the different systems that I help business owners to set up to support their business can include, like, their marketing system. So there are tons of ways to market your business, but it's definitely important to pick the marketing ways that are good for your business and that will really benefit yours. And then once you pick those, you have to develop a system to not only advertise but also convert the potential clients into clients. You know, how do you, once you, you know, shout out to everybody, okay, this is what I do, what do you have in place to help bring them in and turn them into clients? So mm-hmm. An example of that could be, you know, an email marketing system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're maybe a speaker or you're a coach and you're speaking somewhere, what system do you have in place to keep in touch with the people that you have spoken with? Or if you have a workshop, what is the system that you have in place to keep in touch with those that you've worked with, and then also introduce them to what you do even further?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, how do you then, you know, get them on the phone? You know, there has to be a process in place. So I work with business owners to, if that is what they need help with, we'll talk about, you know, what's important to them. What is it that, what I really get into is, like, it's not just about getting clients. I mean, it is, but it's also about what is it that you want your clients to receive? What is it that you want them to learn? What is it that you want them to heal from? Like, what is it that you want them to take away and walk away with? And what's the best way to deliver that to them? And so, you know, in talking about that and really getting into the really getting deep with it and really understanding, okay, what is it, how is the best way for me to deliver this? That's how you determine what is the best system for them. And then it's just about designing it. And
I love that. Give us an example of that.
Okay, so I had a client that offers workshops where she helps them to create vision boards. And so she asked me to help her to put together an email marketing system to keep in touch with those people that are, you know, in her workshop, and to also invite them to become clients. And so, you know, I asked her, you know, well, what is really important to you that they take away? And it was that she wanted them to understand that, number one, during the workshop, she helped them to understand, you know, how to set a SMART goal and how to set up, you know, really making sure that you're setting a goal that's easy for you to attain. But then she also wanted them to understand that you're going to need accountability along the way. You're going to need support along the way. And she really wanted to demonstrate to them that she was a good source of that support.
Mm-hmm.
So we designed, you know, an email marketing, a keep in touch system, and an email I guess the keep in touch system is the email system. So a series of emails that she could send out to those people that were in her workshop. And also we thought of ways that she could contact them directly and in a personal way, because she's the type of person that it was really important to her that she wanted to have it automatized, but she also still wanted to have a bit of keeping it personal. So we came up with an idea where she could follow up with them maybe a month or so after the workshop and personally ask them, you know, how are you doing with this specific goal that you said you were going to set during our workshop together?
Mm-hmm.
So she had her, you know, automated email, and she also had her personal keep in touch. And that is the system that we, you know, designed for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. What do you think are the most important systems that people have for their business? I mean, marketing clearly is, but marketing is like, boy, that's like it's a whole animal in and of it. You could work with somebody
yeah.
on those for a couple of years, frankly. Because even
yeah.
with that, right, even with that system that you just put into place that you just described, well, then it's
yeah.
about tweaking it. It's about trying it, seeing how it works, tweaking it, you know, so
mm-hmm.
like, once you've got it down, you know what the right time is and what to say and how to say it and where the next follow-up piece is and all of that, you know, then that becomes its own clean, clear, effective working system.
Mm-hmm.
So marketing is one system, right? And that's like,
yeah.
it's like a bajillion in one under that umbrella.
Yeah,
but
yeah, definitely.
Systems, would you say there are?
So
yeah.
Marketing, and like you said, that can be broken down to many different systems in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the most important. The time management is most very important. And then also the client conversion, you know, and client care. Because it's like once you get the clients in, what systems do you have in place to maintain your customer service and your customer care and managing your scheduling and your billing? And making sure that you're delivering, you know, how are you delivering all of the things that you've promised? That's really important to have in place. And I guess, like, under the marketing, those are, like, the top three for me. And then under the marketing, one of the number one that everybody should have in place is their social media management, which is huge. You know, learning how to manage that whole system and how often you want to post and what type of things you want to post and how you want to connect that to your other systems. So those to me are like the basic foundation systems that
mm-hmm.
I believe every business owner needs to start with to have in place and then start building on top of those.
Yeah, I would agree
mm-hmm.
with that. I would completely agree with that. You know, one of the best things I ever did for my business was when I first started, when I first started hiring outsourcing some of my work, 4 years ago, I started by creating an operations manual. And that, you know, my team really is very, very familiar with this operations manual. They're amazing. They are just an amazing team. And we've created this. We have two different levels of systems. Like, we have the system which is go into this particular service and this is what you do in order to do blank, you know, blankety blank, whatever it is, you know, create an e-zine. This is what we have to do. And these are the steps that each, you know, that has to go into creating the e-zine. But then we have the system, which is, okay, we're going to promote a teleseminar. What is that system? What is the, you know, what are the steps we need to take and who takes what steps and by when and all of that? So we have two different things. We have two different levels in our operations manual, and I haven't, like, really figured out how to declare one sort of a how-to system, and then the other one is sort of like the process system. But I haven't really come up with an ideal name for either one. Call it the systems, you know, like what we have.
Yeah.
It can get confusing sometimes, right? But one of the best things I ever did was just to create that operations manual, because while the software changes, there is a sense of real security for me as a business owner that if something were to happen, God forbid, right, to my team, and they just get pissed off at me and quit. Hopefully they don't do that. You know, like, I've had it, I'm done, I'm out of here, you know. Like, hopefully they would never do that. And, oh, it's funny because one of them's on the line in the chat room. my beloved Louisa. So, but anyway, there's a sense of, like, I'm okay, you know, like, I won't, like, my business is not going to fold and die, you know, if something happens to my team. And that's, like, so huge. It's so
huge
to have that sense of security,
right?
And now that doesn't mean that anybody could ever replace her or replace her quickly, but I wouldn't die, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I didn't have that, I would feel as though, oh my gosh, what if? So I don't know where I was going with that, other than just to put my little two cents in there about, you know, important systems and, you know, why it's important to have what I consider to be an operations manual. It's like one of the first things I did to create that sort of structure in my business. And I was like, oh, thank goodness, you know, thank goodness I have that.
Yeah, I think it's important in order to, you get to a place where in order to grow, you need to have those in place, because it's impossible for you to remember how to do everything. Or when you're getting ready to launch something, it's so helpful to be able to look and say, okay, this is when I'm going to promote this. You know, it's just about being organized. And especially when you are in this time to start hiring people, like you said, it's really important. Because you do want to make sure that you are not putting – that's why I always say, are you playing Russian roulette with your business? Because if you don't have these systems in place and you're just depending on somebody blindly, you're potentially putting yourself in a position where things can blow up.
Well,
and
yes. And I love that you said that. That's so brilliant. And the other thing, too, with that is that if you are outsourcing and you don't know what you're doing, because either you don't know, and there's a point at which you do need to outsource things, but you need to know what to tell your person to do. Because if you don't know, then you're at the effect of their whatever, you know, their understanding of your business, their, you know, all of that. You are really playing Russian roulette in that situation, really and truly. And I'll tell you, I have people who come to me and go, I just don't want to learn this. And I'm like, too bad, so sad. Do it anyway. Suck it up and learn it, because
you have to.
That's part of being a business owner. I know, I hate it. You know, there are things I don't like doing, but oh well. You know, I want my business to be effective and running and successful and all of that. At some point, you don't have to be managing people or micromanaging, if you will, people. You can trust them to do, once they're trained, you can trust them to do their jobs and do it well. But you have to know what to tell them to do to begin with. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the first things. Whenever someone comes to me and they're saying that they need help with hiring people, I said, before you hire anybody, you need to set these systems up first. You need to know exactly what it is that you want them to do.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine somebody coming to you and hearing that and just going, ah!
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't have time for that. But you don't have time not to. You can't afford not to do that. Because if you hire, you're going to have a bigger mess. If you hire, like, an assistant,
yeah,
and you think that you're just going to be able to say, okay, I just need you to put my newsletter out on Friday. And you think you're going to be able to do that without telling them detailed how to do it?
Yes.
You're going to have, it's not going to be done the way you want it to do it.
Oh, my gosh. It's so not going to be done the way you want it. You're gonna, and you are going to be so upset, and you're going to be mad at them, and they're going to be upset with you, and they are going to quit. And my team is just having all kinds of fun in the chat room right now. Elizabeth is like, hey, Louisa, shall we quit online now? And Louisa's like, LOL. I'm like, I'm like, dude, guys, cut it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Put
so
over there. Cut it out. A fabulous team. It's so amazing. Elizabeth, I'm going to – you are being naughty. She was, like, saying that in the chat room. She's they're being naughty. Elizabeth, you have a question. You said – she wrote me a little private chat. She said she's got a question.
Okay.
Have a – ask
yeah.
a question.
Okay. So – right, I'm imagining I'm a civil engineer and I'm building bridges and I don't know what. And then I transform myself into a creative solutions engineer. How have you learned about all these different systems? Did you just like really in these 18-hour days you were working? Was it just like organic research that you just started because it really, really was interesting you and you just kind of organically obtained this information, or did you go about systematically studying systems?
Well, growing up, my mom was like this. This is how my mom, I love my mom. She was always very organized and she just always carried things out in a certain way. And I think just it was kind of ingrained in me to do that. And then, like, when I went to college, you know, trying to juggle all the classes and juggle when to work on this paper, when to work on study for that test, you know, I started developing my time management then. And then being an engineer, you know, is just kind of the way that you think. So when I did become a business owner, I had some systems in place, you know, because that's just basically how I think, but I realized that they just weren't working. So I guess I could say that it was kind of a mixture of being a kind of organic thing and then also just kind of reading. I love to read and learn. So just kind of like studying other coaches and seeing like how they did things. So it was a combination of those things that kind of helped me to create these systems. But mostly it's just the way that I think. And I can't explain it. But a lot of the systems that I come up with, you know, it's just a mixture of what I've read or do and just kind of using my intuition. I lean on my intuition a lot when it comes to creating systems. So
okay, so this
is
what you're
doing. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, no, I understand you. This is what you're doing. You're talking to the client, and then you're visualizing the system, and then you actually go away, and you will find the software that fits that system.
Well, it's not always using software.
So
sometimes I will suggest a software that can support their system, but I like to think of systems as like processes, like what Anne was saying earlier. It's just like a process that you're going through. So you don't necessarily have to have a software, even though the tools do help support the systems, but you don't always have to have a specific software.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, and sometimes software is like, it's just amazing to help in supporting to
Yeah.
It's like when you're talking about client conversion and, you know, all of the follow-up and that kind of thing. That's really, really, really helpful to have that. I actually have a question. When you said that about time management, I was thinking, can you give us some suggestions on what would be helpful for good time management? People messing up, you know, like really not doing, and what would be helpful if they were just to sort of gently put something into place to help them?
I actually have a free offer that helps with this too.
Oh, good. Share it.
But one of the number one things that is really easy to implement that is really helpful with time management is to start and end your day with a plan. So, like I said, I always, you know, tell people, please, please, please do not check your email first thing in the morning. But if you do want to have something that you do first thing, is to start your day with a plan. Start your day with an intention. You know, think about the top three things that you want to accomplish by the end of the day. You know, think about how you want to feel at the end of the day. What would make you feel good that you finished? And write those three things down and figure out, like, how you're going to get those three things done.
Now, would they think something big or something little or what? Like, does it matter?
I would say little. So when I say three things, I don't mean, like, I'm going to set up my website today. Because that's a whole bunch of little things to add up to that big thing. So, no, I mean, like, three small but important tasks mm-hmm. that you want to get done. And that doesn't mean that that's all you do that day, but those are the most important things that you want to get done that day. Like,
okay.
Really, yeah. And then, you know, typically you may already have your day scheduled out, but look at, you know, really look at your schedule. Look at, you know, what clients do you have today? Is your schedule spaced out well enough? You know, are you prepared for everything that you have to do that day? It just takes 15 minutes to just look at your schedule and, you know, review it, see what you need to have done to prepare for it, what are the top three things that you want to get done, and then start your day. The reason why that works is because it's just a way of preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that when you prepare, you know, things just go a lot smoother. But this way you don't have instances that come up where it's like, oh, crap, I forgot I had this appointment today,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, oh, I forgot I had this call. You know, this way you looked at your schedule already and you remember. So you know if somebody calls you and says, hey, Ann, you know, are you free for lunch? Let's go to lunch today. You know, I'm the type of person, if I haven't looked at my schedule yet, I'm like, okay. And then I get there and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, that appointment.
Yeah, so it's important for me to make sure I look at my schedule first so that when I do have those things that come up, I can easily say, well, no, I can't do that because I need to focus on this today.
Got it.
So that is something that I think is really helpful.
That at the end of the day then, too, is that the plan that you, you know,
tomorrow
accomplish this, this, and this?
Yeah, so a lot of times we all know this, you set out to do certain things and everything might not get done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, but then you need to take the things that didn't get done and you need to schedule them for either tomorrow or some, you know, another time so that those tasks don't just get lost, you know, by the wayside. And then also you need to look ahead at the next day again, just to make sure that you are prepared. So maybe you have a big meeting tomorrow and you need to make sure that you pack your lunch so that you can stick to your goals to be healthy so that you're not running by Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, you know, before your meeting. So that's the convenience of looking at it the night before. And, you know, you can set your clothes out. If you have a networking event, you can make sure that your dress is clean and ironed. So the beginning and the end of the day, if you can look ahead at your schedule and prepare. And also another good thing at the end of the day is to really make note of your celebrations, like the things that you accomplished, the things that you got done. I like to review my day and give myself a high five or pat on the back you know, for the things that I did get done, the wins that I had for the day. And that really helps to boost, you know, my confidence and just to have a time of gratitude and to be thankful for all the blessings that I have with my business. Or even, you know, if my client had a win, that's amazing too. You know, just to kind of reflect on that at the end of the day is really good.
All right, so I have a question about, because a lot of people that I work with are intuitives, right? And so they don't schedule stuff because they schedule it, but it's kind of a loose schedule, loosey-goosey schedule. And I happen to be one of those people where I have I have things that are definitely scheduled, and they're or set in stone. But then I have other things that I, you know, things I want to do, things that I'm working on, projects I'm working on, you know, project management, et cetera. But what about when you're, when you've got the guidance to do something different from what you have intended or scheduled out, or, you know, you get the new download because now you're connecting in with new energy of new people who are going to be participating in that program or whatever. And so what you had planned has shifted. You know, the energy completely shifted now. So now it's time to, you know, turn and change directions. So how do you manage the, to me, to have it scheduled then suddenly feels very cloying to me. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just I've never found something personally that works by saying, okay, from 9 till 11, I'm going to do my swimming, I'm going to do my shower, I'm going to, you know, have my breakfast, I'm going to da-da-da-da, you know, or 8 to 10 or whatever it is. And then from 10 to 12, I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to do my laundry, I'm going to get ready for the day, I'm going to do my emails, I'm going to, you know, all that. I'm going to do project management, et cetera. It just, I see that, my skin starts crawling personally.
Well, most people are like that. And so what I usually do for most people is we don't set a time for everything. What I do is I set up like a workflow. So we'll say, like, what are some things you want to focus on in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening?
Okay, got it.
And that way it's a lot more flexible. You don't necessarily do things in certain order. If you do feel intuitive to do, you know, spend a little bit more time on this task, you can. If you, you know, if you don't, you don't have to. So that's really helpful to just create a workflow instead of, I personally like to have all my times. Like, if you look at my calendar, you probably scream because I have everything really detailed. But most people don't, most people feel restricted.
But
the workflow works better.
Yeah, and a workflow works for me, and I can totally get the, you know, the very detailed. It's just like for me, you're right. It would make Excuse me, that would not work for me, but I get that it works for you, and I think that's awesome. So Elizabeth has a question that I want her to ask because something really powerful. Elizabeth, go.
Okay, so my question is, because my clients they're working with very powerful energy, and also it happens to me is that you can be on a roll, be really fine, have your day planned out, something happens, it can be something very close to you or something external or something you haven't even got a clue what it is. And you, you literally get whacked out energetically and you didn't see it coming. So for 3-4 days, you're literally running on minimum like 25% productivity. How on earth could someone plan for that, please? And I have to ask this question because I have the two queen, systems queens here.
I can totally relate because I have that challenge sometimes as well. So basically, if I'm working with someone and they have that issue, the biggest thing I say is that you have to give yourself permission to deal with it. And so basically the most important thing is to have so then you would have kind of, I guess, like an energy management system. but just have tools in place that you can have that help you to manage your energy. Like, so if it's tapping, you know, if you like to, if tapping helps you to kind of clear your energy, if it's yoga, if it's Bach flower remedies, if it's listening to affirmations, like everybody has different things that help them to clear their energy. It could be going outside, putting your feet in the dirt. It could be going for a walk. Like everybody has something different that helps them. It could be calling your coach or emailing somebody or calling somebody, your accountability partner. So it's important, I feel, especially if you know that you're very sensitive, your energy is very sensitive, that you don't pack your schedule, like you don't jam-pack it. Am I saying that right? That you don't just fill it, like, you know, back to back to back. Like, it's really important that you leave room in your schedule where you can take breaks. Mm-hmm. So if you are a healer and you're seeing clients, I would not tell you to see clients back to back. You need to schedule time in between clients where you can, you know, clear your energy and recharge and get grounded. So we would just have to talk about, like, each person is different. Each person has different triggers. Each person has different things that, you know, drain them easily or cause them to feel, like, upset or kind of clouded or not able to focus. So we will talk about, you know, what are the things that we can set up in your schedule to kind of support you in staying balanced. So I hope, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah, I think it's really important, and there are times when you absolutely cannot take that break. You don't even have the luxury of the whack, you know, of submitting to the whack, if you will, so to speak, and because things are moving so quickly. A prime example for me was when we just were doing that JV giveaway. The when we opened doors that first week was so intense, and there were so many demands on our time, and, you know, the focus and the, you know, people, everybody was needing something and they needed it yesterday, and, you know, all of this. There was no time, and by the end of the week, I was ready to kill people, not literally. You know, I was like, okay, I am done with this. You know, like I was.
Yeah.
And that was not because of them. It was because I hadn't had any in-between time. I hadn't had any breathing time. I had not been able to have my, you know, self-care. And I then had to do radical self-care at that point. And that was, I had to just say, step away from the computer, near it, go to the pool, and just take care of yourself. And then you can get on computer and do what you need to do. But it was, you know, when we were looking at 14, 16-hour, 18-hour days in front of the computer and not much else except, you know, that, it was really, really a challenge. And I know, you know, like I know my team also dealt with a lot of it because they were taking up the slack when Sherry and I weren't, you know, managing. So it was, I didn't have the space. And that would be, like, if you know, and I didn't know it was going to be like that, honestly. For me, it was like, oh, my God, I will never.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you can't. You think you're prepared and you're not. And
no idea.
So it's just about, it's really about knowing. You also have to have, like, quickie, I call them, like, quickie energy clearing.
Right.
Like, something that you can do really quick. Everybody should have it. Everybody should have something that you can do to calm you down in exactly a minute. And it might not be like, it might just be temporary. You know, like you said, at the end of the week, you really needed some radical self-care. But you have to have something that you have in place. You know, even if it's like while you're having lunch, you know, something, just something, you know. For me, I take a quick minute to just take 3 deep breaths and I say a quick prayer. And that usually helps to bring me back, you know, within a minute. Like you said, you are really busy and you have, like, all of a sudden you have 14 to 16 hours that you have to focus on something. You have to have something quick that you can use to bring to support your energy. And then, like you said, at the end of the week, really having something in place to really nurture yourself. That's really important.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if going into it again, because after I said that the first week, I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing this again. Like, okay, I'll do it again if, you know, and then it's like now, of course, now that I'm away from it, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it again. I would be like, let's do it again with, you know, extra support because, mm-hmm. you know, things just were so, you know, so intense for me. So I agree that that's, you know, it's so essential to, but you don't know. And sometimes you, mm-hmm. you go through it and then go, all right, well, next time, how do we structure this so that it flows
yeah.
better, so that there is self-care going on, so that there is support, so you're not, you know, ready to blow
exactly.
the whole thing.
Exactly. And that's yeah. why when I'm working with a client and we set up a system, that's why we have a follow-up session. Just mm-hmm. for this reason, because you can't always know everything that's going to happen. And so sometimes, so now, like if you were my client, I would say, okay, so let's review what happened and let's see how we can tweak this so that we can be more supportive of you and your energy. And, you know, how can we delegate some of this stuff? How can we automate some of this stuff? You know, who all do we need to hire to help with certain things? You know, those are things that we would talk about.
Yep.
Yeah, to be better prepared for the next time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to – I have a – let me – one other question.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't. Okay, we've answered them all.
Okay.
Which is really awesome. You have a gift for everyone here.
I
so
do.
So what is your gift?
So that, I have an ebook, and it's called 10 Ways to Get an Extra Hour in Your Day Without Feeling Frazzled, Overwhelmed, or Stressed Out. And
nice.
If you head over to my website, you can go to Coach Tico, it's TIKO.com, and you can download it. All you have to do is enter your name and email address, and then you'll immediately receive the free PDF.
Nice. That's Coach Tico, TIKO.com. And you'll
yes.
get her free offering. Actually, you and I were talking yesterday, Tico, about this
mm-hmm.
process that you went through. That was the other question I wanted to say, or point I wanted to make. You and I were talking about the process that you went through with Elizabeth and I when you decided you were going to be a speaker here and be interviewed
yeah.
on the show. And you
yeah.
had something that I thought was really, really important. I want Elizabeth to hear this because she's so amazing at the systems, and we've created these systems, et cetera, for our people that we interview, right? And you had
yeah.
something that was really powerful. So would you share what you shared with me yesterday?
I just wanted to say that being a guest on this show, like, Elizabeth, you made it so easy. And I just wanted to say thank you because, like, all the information that you gave me beforehand, like, I felt so prepared. I wasn't I didn't have to figure out, okay, what do I need to do? Where do I need to be? You know, it was all laid out, even with helping me to promote. It was just so detailed, and it was just so easy, and the level of care that you gave. And you're so sweet because when she first at one point, when you reached out to me, I was really sick for like a week, and you were so sweet. You're like, it's no problem, you know, I'll help you get well. You know, it was just your level of care and the level of detail and the amount of help that you offered to me. You just made being a guest so easy that if I was asked to come back again, I would never, you know, I wouldn't hesitate because it was just really easy. So I really appreciate you. For making it easy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And just being able to see the systems that you all have in place, preparing for the radio show, I was just really amazed at how beautiful your systems are. And I feel like when other people see how you have your business organized or your show organized and the systems that you have in place, it really makes me want to show up even bigger. It really makes me value this experience. It makes me value your service. So I was just sharing that with Anne yesterday. So thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I so can't take the credit for that, even though I would really love to. But let's just say I was a part of it.
That's a beautiful part of it, and she's created such beauty in our documents, et cetera. And, yes, it was definitely a co-creative effort. But I will say one of the things that you said was that you were a guest on another radio show, but you had such a different experience. But it wasn't about us and being the radio show and all of that. The point of all of this was that having systems in place had you then show up differently because the experience was so much more powerful and more effective, not effective, that's not the right word, more inspiring, is maybe not the right, the better word? Like
well,
we had the systems and you were being taken care of. We showed up differently to you than the other person who didn't have the systems in place. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I don't want to say I didn't see my previous experience seriously or that there was anything wrong with it, but just when you're working with someone and they are very organized and they have systems and they make it easy for you to also follow their system, it places you in a more powerful place. And not that I didn't think that you were, but if I didn't already know you, it would really make me take you a lot more seriously. It would really make me value what you do a lot more because I see that you value what you do a lot more.
Okay, bingo, right there. That's the gold. Everybody right here who's listening to this, right there is your gold for why you want to put systems in place because you show up differently, because you show that you value your business, you show you value yourself, and you show you value your clients. And when you have those systems in place, other people then get that. Energetically, it's a very powerful, powerful place from which you are coming energetically. And your clients will recognize that. They will see
Definitely.
It, they will respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
And not just your clients, but everybody, you know, in your world. That right there is a big, big, big reason to go over to CoachTigo.com and get her 10 ways to get an extra hour in your day. It's a really big reason as to why you want to get your systems squared away and in place. It,
yes.
You will show up differently, and you will draw to you really fabulous clients. I know that for sure because I've done it myself. I do it myself. It is so, so, so important. And systems are just, they're so fabulous. They're not awful at all. They're just, you know,
I love them.
Okay. All right. So we are at time. I'm sorry to say that, but we want to just take a moment. Everybody, nice deep breath in. We thank you so much, Takasha, for being here with us. We are so grateful.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Fun,
I went by so quickly.
All right. Each one of you are here to bring your gifts to the world in a powerful, abundant, beautiful way. You've been called here to do this work by the divine. That vision that you have in your heart is there for you to manifest. And the way to manifest it is also there. It is up to you to tune into and connect with that vision and hold the vision in your own sacred space. Hold it tightly. Step into your faith, not in your fear, because the faith is what is going to get you the manifestation of that vision. It is there for a reason. You are powerful beyond belief. Own it. Claim it. Be it. Now go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you in a week. Have a great week. Bye.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club. the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.